Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Allen Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting ninth. The DH, Mike Young. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting third. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ranz Mullinix. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting eighth. The DH, Rick Leach. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Garth Eorg. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jim Clancy. And now, play ball. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins takes first base on ball four. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wiggins. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Wiggins steals second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullinix fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sheets. Mosby reaches second base with a double. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a line drive into right field. Barfield picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Barfield. Knight moves to second. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knight moves to third. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a fly ball towards left. Bell catches it and throws to home to double up Knight. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ranz Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix hits a pop-up towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Upshaw. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Upshaw steals second. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a line drive towards the mound. Boedeker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wiggins hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Witt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mosby hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Barfield hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullinix fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. One out. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullinix strikes out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Witt hits a pop-up towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Sheets reaches second base with a double. Kennedy goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Blue Jays. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sheets moves to third. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Witt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Orioles 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. Leach hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sheets. Leach reaches second base with a double. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-1 in the game. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mosby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 2, Blue Jays, 2. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barfield. Murray reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knight takes first base on ball 4. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kennedy strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sheets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Barfield hits a pop-up towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullinix for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Blue Jays 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barfield. Young reaches second base with a double. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wiggins bunts towards the mound. Clancy fields it and throws to first for the out. Young moves to third. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dwyer for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Upshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Witt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Leach strikes out. Two outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 2 in the game. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Blue Jays 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynn strikes out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knight takes first base on ball 4. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sheets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dwyer. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mosby hits a line drive towards third. Knight reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fernandez moves to third. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Blue Jays 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clancy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 4 in the game. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Eichhorn now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dwyer. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Dwyer steals second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0 for 3 in the game. Mullinix takes first base on ball 4. Manuel Lee pinch runs for Rance Mullinix. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Upshaw bunts towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. Lee moves to second. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Witt is walked intentionally. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Leach hits a pop-up towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 3 in the game. Eorg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee scores. Witt moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.